joining us today. We have a very special choir that has come together just for this program. And some of them are actually refugees, people that have no home, no place to go. And it's a privilege and a joy to have this very special Easter choir from Lviv, Ukraine.
This choir is made up of people from many churches, many of them of refugees.
I'm from Kyiv. I sing because I want to glorify God. Easter gives us hope that we will live forever with God.
Singing, like probably nothing else, really unites us in our common and joint worship of the Lord.
Мені здається, зараз як ніколи час взивати до Бога, співати і прославляти Його ім'я, тому що в цьому наша сила.
With the war, celebrating the resurrection, meaning for us now, life above death, good above evil.
I don't know when finish my life, but I know that God and His Son rises with me.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. This is Pastor Matthew of Safe Harbor Church in Akutan, Alaska, and this is the Hour of Hope. You just listened to Franklin Graham introducing a Ukrainian choir about 3 or 4 years ago. The war is ongoing. We need to be praying for Ukraine and Russia. Another country that consistently has civil war, refugees, people displaced is North Sudan and Sudan. Let's continue with that theme of remembering those that are not in a safe place many times as we listen to a Sudanese Arabic choir. Let me pray first. Father, thank you for this time to focus on the hope we have in you. Bless this time. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sikatani mafi, ile Yesu. Sikatani wenu, ile Yesu. Sikatani mafi, ila Yesu. Sikatani mafi, ile Yesu. Sikatani wenu, ile Yesu. Sikatani mafi, ila Yesu.
Yesu huwa nuru ta dunia. Yesu huwa nuru ta dunia. Yesu huwa nuru ta dunia.
Nurutani mafi, ile Yesu.
Nurutani wenu,
ile Yesu. Nurutani mafi, ila Yesu.
Nurutani mafi,
ile Yesu.
Nurutani wenu,
ile Yesu. Nurutani mafi, ila Yesu.
Yesu huwa babu tanisama. Yesu huwa babu itasama. Yesu huwa babu tanisama.
Babutani mafi, ile Yesu.
Babutani wenu,
ile Yesu. Babutani mafi, ile Yesu.
Babutani mafi,
ile Yesu.
Babutani wenu,
ile Yesu. Babutani mafi, ile Yesu.
Demunu munu sei,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Demunu munu sei,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Waruni ya jama,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Waruni alela,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Demunu munu sei,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Demunu munu sei,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Waruni alela,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Waruni ya jama,
minu sei sei Yesu.
Geliba, geliba ta katia.
Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba. Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba,
geliba tane mima.
Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba.
Ana shufu Yeshua,
kama shetani,
agizu
gizu gizu,
ujada
jela kuata tusuma kura.
Ana shufu Yeshua,
shetani,
agizu
gizu gizu.
Ujada
jada fuata kusuma kura.
Hallelujah.
Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba,
geliba ta khatiya.
Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba,
geliba ta najasa.
Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba.
Rabbana izu geliba,
Rabbana izu geliba, Rabbana izu geliba.
Ana shufu Yeshua,
kama
tushenga, agizu,
izu, izu.
Ujada
jada fuata tusumakura.
Ana shufu Yeshua,
kama tushenga,
agizu,
izu, izu.
Ujada
jada fuata tusumakura.
Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh.
Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
up by a Spanish praise song. It's beautiful to think that God can be praised with every language that's ever made. Sign language, every language, it doesn't matter. We can all praise the Lord.
Je veux consacrer ma vie pour que ton royaume vienne, revêtu de ton esprit. Que les nations se prosternent. Je veux consacrer ma vie pour que ton royaume vienne. Revêtu de ton esprit, que les nations se prosternent. Rends-moi sensible à ta voix, rends-moi dépendant de toi. Ce que tu veux de moi, je veux consacrer ma vie pour que ton royaume vienne. Revêtu de ton esprit, que les nations se prosternent. Rends-moi sensible à ta voix, rends-moi dépendant. Je répondrai à l'appel. conduis-moi, me voici, façonne-moi, fais ce que tu veux de moi.
I know many times we don't think we're valued. Maybe you're around a group of people that tell you you're not important. But I'm going to tell you something. God valued you enough to die on the cross for you. And he wants a personal relationship with you. Imagine the one that matters in this life, the one that people will stand before and give an account. He wants a relationship. What's the proof of that? I don't feel it. The proof is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, but God demonstrates his own love, or commendeth his own love towards us, and this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And if we'll just believe in him, we'll have the most incredible, incredible relationship with God we could ever fathom. Will you trust him? Not a church, not religion. I'm asking you to trust Christ.
God is great. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere his glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to pray.
好让我一生能学你的样式，使我能成为你所喜悦的儿女，使我的生命能够彰显你荣耀。
That was Chinese Worship. Worship from Chinese. In Chinese, sorry. From Chinese, it would be from China. From a Chinese individual singing Chinese worship service. Worship music. Ugh, I can't get that out. Let's turn to our Bibles to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Really, it's going to be verse 9. Got your Bible? Verse 39. So Jesus is just healed a man who was born blind. The man was interrogated by the Pharisees. Jesus just affirms him. He was kicked out, but Jesus changes his life. And the man worships him. He believes and worships him. Turn to John chapter 9, verse 39. And Jesus said, "For judgment I come into the world, this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." The whole point of this is Jesus says, "I came in the world to judge." And judgment means I'm getting things right. I'm telling you what the right perspective or right point is. Then his whole point to the Pharisees, they claimed they could see. They claimed they didn't believe in Jesus. Everything that Jesus said, they rejected. And they said, "Because we can see." So he's like, "You're blind." Now we come to chapter 10 of John, and he shows what it really means to be found, to be able to see. And he starts out with a parable about sheep. Let's read. John 10, 1. "Verily, verily," when he says verily, verily, it's pay attention, "I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, he called his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. So Jesus has told this story. Let me highlight a couple things. He's talking about a sheepfold, or an area the sheep would go at night, most likely. And he says, you go through the door, the sheep would go through the door. But he said, if somebody comes in the other way, they're a thief or a robber. What's a thief and a robber do? They steal. He said, you've got to go through the door. He's going to apply it in a minute. Just picture this, a sheep gate. If you're not coming in the door, you're coming in sneakily, and you're doing it to steal the sheep. Got it? Okay. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So he said, the one that goes in the right way is the shepherd of the sheep. What's a shepherd do? Protect, guide, direct the sheep. To him the porter, that would be the watchman, openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. So a key thing about the shepherd is the sheep hear his voice. They're not blind to it. They hear his voice. And he call his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. The most interesting thing about a shepherd in this context, I've seen a shepherd in Turkey when we were there, Turkey when we lived there, is a Kurdish man told me the sheep know their shepherd's voice. And that's what we see here. Jesus is just explaining. He calls them by name and he leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them. So the shepherd's going to go to protect them, to guide them, lead them to pasture. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, just what I just said. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. He's saying if somebody they doesn't, not the shepherd, they're going to flee, they're going to run, because they don't know that voice. It says he told the parable, they don't understand the things which he had spake of them. They understood the point in the sense of what is sheep. They were familiar with that, probably. Some of the city folks were, but they were probably pretty familiar with it. Now he's going to explain it, and we'll let Jesus explain it. Verily, verily, when he says verily, verily, pay attention. I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Now he's going to say I am two times. I am something, but I'm the door of the sheep. So what was the door? The door is the place they come in. He's the one that you go through to get to where you need to go, to get to this place of safety at night, to get to the place of shelter. He's saying, I'm that door. Then he goes on. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep which did not hear them. What he means is, if you caught this, he's talking about the Pharisees, the false teachers, those religious people. He said, they went before me. They didn't follow him because they're not the right people. They're the ones who are the enemies, the strangers, the one they should run from. He goes on, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Pasture is that beautiful green, lushy grass, the hills they go in. He says he's really contrasting himself to the false teachers in him. See, some of you are listening. If I asked, how do you know God, or are you going to heaven, you would identify, I am Catholic, or I'm Orthodox, or I'm Baptist, Lutheran. You would have a religious handle, and that's what your confidence is based on. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, contrasting himself with the other religions, he said, it's not a religion. Did you catch that? He says, save from what? Save from the danger of the wolves, save from the danger of this world, save to the pasture, delivered into a good place. He says the one that wants to be saved, saved for heaven, saved relationship, they've got to go through Christ. And then he says in verse number 10, he says the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And to kill and destroy. Many people, including myself, sometimes has used that for Satan, but I think the broader sense in the Pacific context, he's talking about the Pharisees and Sadducees. It doesn't matter. Religion, Satan, anything other than him, steal, kill, and destroy. So what do you find generally in every major religious place? You find what? You find steal, kill, and destroying. Ukraine, Russia, there is a religious aspect to that because there's the Russian Orthodox Church that have their tentacles and all that. Well, what do we see? Steal, kill, and destroy. Israel and Iran, which was developing a nuclear, they're at war. Steal, kill, and destroy. Wherever you see religion, you see steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus is talking about those false teachers there. It's dangerous. Steal. What is stealing? They take from you. That's definitely what the Pharisees and Sadducees were doing. Kill. Well, they take your life. Destroy. They wipe out everything about you. That's like pretty extreme. Now Jesus tells you his agenda. I am come that they might have life. Why did Jesus come? Did he come for religion? No. He came that they may have life and have it abundantly. He wants to give us that stuff inside. With his story of the sheep, he said, I'm a couple things in store. First of all, I'm the door. If you want the pasture, if you want the water, if you want all the good protective place, you got to go through me. Number two, he says in verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Well, that's true. A good shepherd is going to do everything to protect the sheep. He said, I'm good because I give my life for the sheep. Isn't that what Jesus did? But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. He's talking about, he said, the hireling, the person that's been paid, they don't care. They see the wolf coming, they run. The wolf gets all in and destroys it, catches the sheep. He's talking about those Jewish evil leaders. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. His whole point is the Pharisees, Sadducees, these other religious teachers, they really don't care about the sheep, sheep being God's people, the Jewish nation. And then he's going to say, I'm the good shepherd. And know my sheep and am known of mine. Again, it's about a relationship. Jesus says, I know them. Isn't that cool? Jesus knows every head on your head, every follicle, everything about you if you're a believer in Jesus. That's awesome to know the King of the universe knows you and you know him. Can it get better than that? As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He's just talking about that great relationship that he has with God Almighty. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, the Trinity, three in one. One God, three persons. And other sheep I have, which are not of the fold. He's talking about the non-Jews, the Gentile. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. It's all about we're one in Christ. We'll know we're Christians by our love and our unity around Jesus Christ. Now he brings it home with an application. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. It's God's plan for Jesus to lay down his life for the people. Isn't that powerful? You want to know God? You want to get saved? You want that unique relationship with Christ where he knows you and you know him? You got to come to Christ. You got to believe in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for Jesus Christ laying down his life for us. Thank you how this all helps us to have a real powerful relationship with God. We thank you and we praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if there's somebody listening that would like to pray right now to express their belief in Jesus Christ, pray with me. Say, God, I believe you died for me. I believe you rose from the dead. I want to be saved. I believe it in my heart. I know this prayer doesn't save me, but I'm saved through my faith in you and what you did. I want to know you, Father. I want you to know me in Jesus' name. Amen. That was the group Selah, and I hope that you were very blessed by hearing that that plea for God's wonderful, merciful Savior, and I hope He's touched you, you're saved. We're going to finish off with a couple songs. One of them is a beautiful instrumental that is called A Cry for Hope, and Michael W. Smith, looking at it, he wrote it for Ukraine, and a prayer for Ukraine. Be praying for Ukraine and Russia. In fact, let's do that right now as we finish off this program. I hope you have a great week. If you wanted to reach out to me, my email is mathewvroman@gmail.com. This has been Pastor Matthew Broman of Safe Harbor Church in Akutan, Alaska, and this is the Hour of Hope. Thank you so much. Bye.
Yahweh.